Dear Diary. Yep, that sounds cheesy. That sounds really silly to say. But, Diary, you're the only person I can talk to about this. I don't want to share it with anybody else yet. But I had to get it out. He kissed me. Oh my gosh. It wasn't even that he kissed me. It's that he kissed me and it was perfect. It's like he knew exactly where all the nerve endings were on my body. And he put his fingers on one side of my neck and it was like electricity. It just shot down through my body and absolutely woke me up. Oh my goodness. No need for coffee anymore. He just leaned in and he pressed his lips to the other side of my neck. And I couldn't even think straight. Just the heat of his breath right there along my neck. His fingers tracing the other side. I could feel his lips part. I could feel the tip of his tongue right there on my neck. Oh. I just paused and move. I just had to stop and wait for him to move slowly up my jaw until he finally placed his lips over mine. Just the heat of his mouth on mine. It was incredible. Goosebumps and oh, it turned everything on. I could feel my breasts getting heavy and tingling. There was just this fire in the pit of my stomach. It spread lower and lower. It was an onslaught. I mean, it started with one kiss and then it just evolved into this constant stream of lips fighting back and forth, and I just couldn't get enough. I couldn't get enough of his tongue tracing my lips. My tongue darting out to taste him. And he dropped his hand to my side. Just the warmth of his hand through my shirt. Oh, I just wanted the shirt to go away. But I didn't want to get ahead of myself. I wrapped my arm around his neck. Pulled him in closer. I just didn't want to let him go. I didn't want him to pull away. I didn't want that kiss to stop. It just continued until we were both a little breathless and breathing really ragged. And finally, back and leaned his forehead on mine, and I just couldn't do anything but giggle. I'd been waiting for so long for him to kiss me, It was the perfect first kiss.